Doc, welcome back to the show.
I'm back. We're back.
It's been great being here at the Slider House. We got to remind people once again how great this place is.
It's like a party every Wednesday. I mean,
it is.
My friends come. Everyone. I mean, it's so
nice. We have a following.
We have a following. It's like, you know, it's unreal. If you want to meet young, healthy, happy people, go sit on the patio and have a great night.
You know, I was saying to myself, I was like, wow, it's a little quiet here inside the Slider House today. But then you look out on the patio and it's packed.
It's packed. Yeah. It's beautiful out. You should be outside.
And you should be. And, of course, they have an award-winning patio. Voted one of the top patios in all of St. Louis, Doc, according to St. Louis Magazine. And they also have the largest selection of canned craft beer of anywhere else in St. Louis. I mean, so if you're into the craft beer, why not go where they have the largest selection? Not the second largest, but the largest selection.
Well, and I'll tell you, the beer on tap here, just to tell you, is ice cold. I mean, it is great. So this is a fun place. The food is delicious. It really is. Mm. And everyone's friendly. And we've gotten to know the staff a little bit. And, you know, yes. it's really, I look forward to doing the show, not so much for the show alone, but just to come here and hang out with the Slider House people. It's a blast.
Yeah. And, of course, Matt, our engineer, helping us get in and out and on and off. We got our boy John Rudolph back in studio playing all the music and getting our spots on the air and obviously taking advantage of everything or taking care of everything we need on his end, and we appreciate all his help and everything he does as well. So thank you, Johnny Rudolph. We appreciate that. Don't forget Charlie Tuna comes up next here on 590 The Fan. I'll be back on the air tomorrow with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Morrow. I think we're at Triad Bank tomorrow, right next to Plaza Frontenac. So I'm looking forward to that show, hanging out with the boys once again, as we do each and every Thursday. Friday, we've got The Slop coming up with Frank Cusimano. So a busy week still to come before the week is over, Doc.
That's awesome. And, you know, those are fun shows. I mean, everyone should listen to Martin and Frank. Shows are they're different, but they're both excellent. And I want to congratulate Frank's son, who got signed with Indiana State.
Did he sign?
He signed to play baseball at Indiana State Dominic, so kudos to him. And
I knew he was there on a recruiting visit. I filled in for Frank on Tuesday, and he was there on a recruiting visit. I had no idea that he signed. So Dominic and Frank Cusimano, congratulations to both of you.
Absolutely.
Get him some cheese bread or something. Isn't that like, that's what you buy Frank, like a milkshake or something or cheese bread?
No, I think that's perfect. I think Frank would very much appreciate that.
I mean, you don't buy him like a bottle of wine or anything. You just buy him, he wants like cheese bread.
Well, we'll get him some cheese bread. Yeah, I mean, that's cool.
From Kimmel's.
He can probably get that himself, yeah. But they got great cheese bread.
They've got unbelievable cheese bread. You know, he's never taken me to dinner there.
Oh, now we're getting into this?
Yeah, he's never taken me to dinner, ever.
You got
to
ask him.
And I've been to dinner with Frank other places. He's never taken me to Kimmel's. So, Frank, if you're listening, when are we going to Kimmel's for dinner?
He's probably going to text you in about 2 minutes and tell you when you're going.
Looking forward to that. All right, before we get out of here, Doc.
Let's talk about exercise a little bit.
Exercise is so important on so many different levels. It's important on levels that you don't even realize are important.
Right.
And that, the type of impact and positive impact it can have on you.
And I agree. And, you know, every time you exercise, you know, everybody says, well, you're helping your health, you're helping your heart, keep your blood pressure down. And there was an article written, and these are all the things you wouldn't think exercise would have anything to do with it. Like a decrease in constipation, so it helps your GI tract be more regular, which is crazy. Mm. It helps your sleep, which makes sense. You know, you get tired, easier to fall asleep. We were just talking about this 2 minutes ago. It decreases the chances of you getting cold. So people that exercise on a routine basis have fewer viral infections, fewer colds.
Really?
Yeah, which doesn't really, you know, kind of doesn't compute. But
come to think of it, I don't get too many colds.
Well, and you exercise, and you've gotten bigger, and you've been lifting and working out. No, I'm serious. And you've probably been healthier.
No colds.
No colds. It helps your eyes, helps your vision.
Okay.
Which, you know, again, why does that make any sense? But there's no question there's a connection there, and it helps your hearing. So it helps your hearing and your vision just if you're on a routine basis working out. I think one of the things that a lot of people that I see deal with, especially as they get older, you know, those problems with their bowel habits. They have trouble with constipation, being regular, loose stools. And I know it's a little bit disgusting to talk about in a restaurant, but I would say if that's an issue, you probably do want to give it a go, and you want to try and start working out a little bit more regularly, eating a little bit more fiber, and seeing if that doesn't help your problem. And I would say in probably 50% of the cases, that will completely take care of your problem.
Really?
Yeah.
Just in terms of what you're eating?
Just, you know, fiber, regular exercises, mm-hmm. and if you do those two things, I think you're going to find that a significant number of your constipation problems resolve.
Not to mention what it does for you mentally to work out on a consistent basis. It just makes you feel better.
Well, you know, it lets you stress relieve, right? Mm-hmm. It gets you out of that, you know, you're worried about all kinds of things, you're doing all kinds of things, and you're kind of stressed out, and then all of a sudden you get a chance to exercise, you get to put all that aside and not worry about it.
Yeah. How do you balance lifting weights versus cardio? You feel like cardio is that important to do on a consistent basis, or if you're just in the gym doing some workouts, in reality you're kind of getting what you need?
I'm a believer that you probably want to be 50-50. Some people say your cardio should be a little bit heavier. I'm a believer in two things. I think you should balance your cardio workout with your resistance training, your lifting weights. But I think when you lift, you want to go hard and heavy. You don't need to spend an hour lifting. You want to hit those circuits as hard as you can,
mm-hmm.
and with the least, almost like a ciabatta, with the least amount of rest in between circuits.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to crank, and you want to do your cardio the same. You want to hit your cardio as hard as you can. You know, you need 10 or 15 minutes. You can do intervals on a bike. You can do intervals on a treadmill. You can do intervals however you want to do it. And you just want to go, you know, all out. And then short rest, all out, short rest. And I would tell you that in 10 minutes, you're going to be full up. You're going to be, you'll have your 10, 15 minutes, you'll have your workout, mountain climbers, whatever you want to do. But it's got to be high intensity, short spurts, short rest. And again, 15 minutes, you're done.
Doesn't have to be crazy heavyweight.
No. Absolutely. And again, you don't want to get hurt. So when you think about lifting weights, just think about what's going to hurt me. I want to stay away from the things that hurt me. And if you can stay away from the things that hurt you, full squats, you know, crazy, say I'm going to try to PR on the bench press. You know, don't do that. You know, don't tear your pec. Don't tear your rotator cuff. You know, be safe, high intensity, but make – you know, you want to be consistent. You want to make sure you're doing your workouts 2-3 times a week.
Do you think you need or should have a personal trainer? I mean, how important is that?
Everyone's different. You know, some people are not self-motivated. Like for me, I get on my trainer at night, and I'll ride for an hour and 40 minutes, and I'll, you know, it's the greatest workout in the world.
Now, what's your trainer? What is that?
So I have a trainer, and it basically looks like it's got a big TV screen.
On a bike.
On the bike.
Like a Peloton.
Yeah, it's exactly like a Peloton. And basically it says, all right, you're going to go, you know, we're in the Alps, so we're going to ride.
Does he know your name?
Yeah, they know your name. Your name's on the screen, and all the other people's names are on the screen. And so you're going to ride this crazy ride or whatever ride you want to ride. And I'm self-motivated enough that I'm just going to go do it. I'll do it after the show.
An hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, maybe an hour and 50 minutes, maybe an hour and 30 minutes,
wow.
But something like that.
It's a long one.
And then some people, like my wife, she needs a trainer.
Mm.
She's just not going to go do
now
it by
what's,
herself.
What's her type of exercise? What does she like to do?
Well, they lift weights. They go and they lift weights. They don't do a whole lot of cardio, and, you know, they do circuit training, and they lift. And so if you're one of those people that doesn't feel like you can – work out independently, you know, you should get a trainer because it's worth the money. It's the mm-hmm. best money you're going to ever spend.
You got to balance your diet with it too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you should eat a little protein after your workout. You know, you should eat a little bit of carbs before your workout.
You so think you have to spend crazy money on these protein powders and all this type of stuff, or is that a scam?
You can drink chocolate milk and it's going to do you just the same amount of good.
Chocolate milk?
Yeah.
Like real chocolate milk, or are you talking about the stuff they call chocolate milk, which is really like a recovery drink?
I think if you go to the store and you get garden variety boring chocolate milk, you know, whole milk, whole mm-hmm. chocolate milk, mm-hmm. and you drink that as your protein recovery drink, you're going to do just as well as then if you go and you buy.
It's going to repair those muscles.
That's absolutely correct.
All right. Doc, always great to be with you. Had a lot of fun this week once again.
Very informative tonight.
Very informative. In case you missed it, you can listen once again on 590 The Fan KFNS on the website.
Yep.
The podcast is there. Just look up the Sports Medicine page. Also, the Hockey Sense page. If you missed the 6 o'clock hour, as Scott Young joined us, also Brady Tkachuk. So I had a lot of fun talking to those two guys, and then obviously with Dr. Rick Lehman here in the 7 o'clock hour. Always fun. Live from the Slaughterhouse, brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training and, of course, Gateway Buick GMC. Doc, always fun. We'll do it again next week.
I'll see you next week.
Charlie Tuna is next on 590 The Fan. Have a great night, St. Louis.